The epistle for the Sunday is appointed from St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brethren, as you have learned from us how you ought to walk and to please God, as indeed you are walking, we beseech and exhort you in the Lord Jesus to make even greater progress. For you know what precepts I have given to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from immorality, that every one of you learn how to possess his vessel and in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and overreach his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all of these things, and as we have told you before and have testified, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but into holiness in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel is appointed from St. Matthew. At that time Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and was transfigured before them. And his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking together with him. Then Peter addressed Jesus, saying, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us set up three tents here, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. As he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And on hearing it, the disciples fell on their faces and were exceedingly afraid. And Jesus came near and touched them and said to them, Arise and do not be afraid. But lifting up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus cautioned them, saying, Tell the vision to no one till the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are two main considerations regarding to the Gospel. The first one is that we see in this Gospel account that in the midst of these austerities of Lent, such as the absence of the Gloria, such as the violet color, the absence of the flowers, all of the prayers of the Holy Mass, the different readings that we even do during the week, everything points out about the calling to penance and repentance. Everything is telling us and motivating us to do penance and to pray in a very special way, a time for conversion. In other words, that's Lent. However, we see today that there is a change. Because we read in this Gospel account this glorious manifestation of the transfiguration of the Lord. And this is for something, which is one of the first aspect of this Gospel, which is that everything that we do it for a good end. All of the penances, all of the prayers, all of these mortifications, we're doing that for the love of God and eternal bliss in heaven. So everything has a purpose. And the second one is related to the words of the Heavenly Father from that cloud from heaven, who says, He hath meus filius electos, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. So two things then, that we do hope for a good end, for the love of God, and the second one is the attitude of listening. The scene reveals fully the person of Christ and manifests his divinity and the fulfillment of the law. You see that's what's happening in the Gospel. His countenance shines like the sun. His raiment becomes white as snow. He's surrounded by the sides with holy prophets of the Old Testament. Moses, who represents the law, and Elias, who represents all of the prophets of the Old Testament. The blessed Lord is in the middle, indicating the fulfillment to the old law of servitude that is replaced by the new law of love. The prophets came to attest in the presence of the church, represented by the three men, St. Peter, St. James, and St. John. is revealing the true Messiah, prefigured and predicted. And to conclude, in order to complete the whole evidence of the manifestations of Christ's glory, the voice of the Heavenly Father that is heard. Only in a few times that happens in the scripture. The voice of the Heavenly Father revealing God, Christ is true God and true man. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. St. Paul describes our spiritual battle on this earth. He says and makes an analogy as we were athletes who are running, but not as someone being the air, but fighting for the crown of glory, for a particular holy purpose. So we are taking the first point of the gospel, which is that we do this for an end, for a good end, with hope, for the love of God. I'm fighting not as someone beating the air, but fighting for the crown of immortality, for the glory of heaven. And then the prophet Job in the Old Testament says that life of man on this earth is a warfare. In other words, the scriptures and this manifestation of Christ's glory is telling us that whereas that the cross is going to be present on this life, that is the only way, but is that cross that eventually is for a purpose, leads us to glory, the only way to glory. So we will have the cross on this life, but eventually, if we embrace the cross, if we do, if we live a good Lent, we will see the glory of heaven. And we're doing that for the love of God. But notice here what happens in the apostle, in the gospel. Notice the answer of St. Peter. St. Peter is characterized in the gospel because of his passionate responses. And as you notice, if you haven't heard, St. Peter has a sanguine temperament. Okay? And as usually his responses, passionate responses, are always wrong. And in this case, that's happened to the poor St. Peter. He was embellished by this beautiful representation of Christ. Imagine the beautiful brilliance of the Lord, showing all of his beauty. The apostle says, let us stay here. We have seen the Lord. Obviously, he wanted to stay. However, there is a beautiful lesson that we also learn from the holy St. Peter, the first vicar of Christ. That is the fact that we cannot avoid the cross in this life. And that we should see beyond the appearances to discover the glory that shines behind the cross. The apostles heard with attention that the Lord said a week ago that he would suffer the ignominious death and passion of the cross. St. Peter knew that. He heard it. However, he had to go through the cross in order to obtain glory. He wanted to get away from the cross. So in order to strengthen them, our Lord shows the apostles the brilliance of his divinity, his true God and true man. So then why fear the cross and the passion? Ultimately, it's the only way that leads to salvation. The apostles, St. Peter, St. John, and St. James, are chosen, fortified, and strengthened because they will have to go through the passion and death of Christ. The glorious light of his countenance confirms the faith of the prince of the apostles, who had confessed before as the Christ, the Son of the living God. So he's confirmed in the faith. We live in strange times with lots of tragedies and appalling accidents. Christianity is persecuted. But during these times, times like this, we need to be more than ever to remember that our lives here on earth are a pilgrimage to God. We are sons of our Heavenly Father since baptism. And our faith then needs to be strengthened, such as today happened to St. Peter, to each one of us. And the second lesson is the attitude of listening. The fact of listening to the person of our Lord and Savior. Anyone who wants to live in accordance with God's will must follow Jesus, listen to him, and accept his words. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, acquire a deep knowledge of them. What does the Father say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen. Listen to him. And this is the first invitation that this gospel makes us for us during Lent to grow in the knowledge and love of Christ, both as individuals and also as a parish, to encounter Him at Holy Mass and listening to His words, to come to the stations of the cross in prayer, personal prayer, and also in charity. The Transfiguration is not just this external brilliance, but it's also an inner transfiguration in the soul, a burning light which transforms the soul into the image of Christ. That is the purpose of the Transfiguration, a conversion, an inner conversion. Christ, in the words of the abbot Columba Marmion, is a great sacrament of the new law. In other words, what is a sacrament? It's an outward sign that confers an inward grace. It's a sign of water or of bread that gives us sanctifying grace. So in each one of the mysteries of Jesus, both when He's done outward miracles and parables, there is a deep mystery revealed to us that can be learned only through prayer and thoughtful meditation. He gives His graces in each one of the mysteries. God the Father gives the testimony today of His only begotten Son, the only mediator between God and man. By His words He's saying that. And the testimony of the Father, take the words of the Father today. The testimony of the Father, this is my beloved Son, listen to Him. Every time we should have it as if it were with the eyes of the heart. Every time these words should strengthen our faith, confirm us in our faith, such as with St. Peter. Every time we read the Gospel, when we visit the Blessed Sacrament, when we read Holy Mass, this is the beloved Son. We need to listen to Him. So when does God speak to us? By the inspiration of His Spirit, by the events of everyday life, by the trials, by the voice of the Church. Certainly this is what the Lord means, that is meant by this Gospel reading. Finally, what happened before? Beforehand, the Lord invited the three apostles to go to a solitary place at Mount Tabor. So they went there to a solitary place. They went isolated from everybody else to a place of prayer, to quiet, to silence. Another key that the Lord always goes apart to pray. And that is also something that we need to do in order to listen to the voice of Christ. And finally, they went in adoration. The apostles fell upon their faces in awe when they saw Christ's transfiguration. Adoration in prayer. This is then the invitation of today's Gospel during this Lent, to listen to the voice of our Lord and Savior. So we ask the Blessed Mother of God to be able to meditate such as she did, pondering all of these mysteries in her heart, in thoughtful meditation, in the silence of prayer, in the prayer of the Church. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.